Welcome to a brand new Mesechta, Meseches Hayris, and if you're joining us, this is the final Mesechta that we'll be learning together in Seder Nezikin, and then we'll already have done Seder Moed, Seder Noshin, Seder Nezikin, and a few others, so the majority of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah already. Just a brief introduction to this Mesechta. Meseches Hayris has to do with the word Hayru, which means ruled. The Beis Din, the Jewish court, would issue many psakim in halacha, many halachic decisions. And we're talking about a situation where the Beis Din makes the mistake. B'shogeg, unintentionally, for example, they rule that a particular part of an animal is permissible to be eaten, when in essence it's chalef, it's part of the forbidden fats. You know, if a person eats chalef, they eat the forbidden fats, their punishment is kares, which is an early death. If they do it unintentionally, they have to bring a karban chatos. Ordinarily, if an individual would do this, they'd have to bring a special karban. But what happens if the court told them, the Beis Din told them, it's okay, you can eat it. And now they ate it and the Beis Din realized that they made a mistake. So we'll see in this Mesechta, it discusses the fact that the Beis Din has to bring a special carbon, a par helam dover, literally a cow for helam dover, for getting something important. And the individual no longer has the obligation to bring his carbon chatas, his sin offering that's usually brought. We'll also see in this Mesechta some of the halachas of the Kohen HaMashiach, the anointed Kohen, Kohen Gadol, if he makes a mistake in halacha, or the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people. Fascinating enough, the Rambam points out in his Pirush HaMishnayis that the reason that Hayris follows Avos, which is the way we've been doing it, is because Avos teaches ethics, it teaches value, it gives us direction of how we should live our lives. But at the same time, it also gives us an awareness that we're human. And as human beings, we make mistakes. And even the greatest of us make mistakes. And therefore, Ms. Mesechta, speaking about where the greatest of people in Klal Yisrael make mistakes, the greatest entities makes mistakes, follows Avos. That's kind of the path of life. So let's see the first Mishnah inside. Hayru Beis Din, if the Beis Din, the Jewish court, ruled, lavar al achas mikol mitzvos hamurs b'Torah, that one should transgress on any of the mitzvos in the Torah, they did it accidentally, as we just explained. V'alach hayachar, an individual goes, v'asa shoygeg al piyim, and he follows them, and unintentionally he eats chela, forbidden fats. Bein sha'asu, whether the court themselves ate from it, and he did it alongside them. Bein sha'asu, whether the court ate it, and then a later date he ate the chelev. Bein sha'asu, whether the court themselves never ate, and he did. In all those situations, Potter, he doesn't have to bring the usual karban chatas, the sin offering that an individual that were to do this on his own would have to bring. And the reason for that, says the Mishnah, is Neisha Talib Bezin, because he hinged his decision on the Jewish court. Continues the Mishnah, Hayru Beis Din. Let's say the Jewish court ruled again that it's permissible to eat a part of the animal. They said it's shuman, it's not chelev, it's the permissible parts. And it's not true. But Yada Echamehan, one of the members of the Beis Din knew Chateau that they were making a mistake, and just that he was outnumbered. Oy Talmud, or there's a Torah scholar amongst the Jewish people, who Roy Loira, that he himself, in essence, could be a Paisik, someone that is a halachic decisor. V'halach, and that fellow went, V'asal Pien. In other words, he knew they were wrong, or that member of the court knew they were wrong, and he anyways ate that chelev. Bein sha'asu v'asa iman, whether he ate alongside the court. Bein sha'asu v'asa harein, whether the court did it and he followed their lead. Bein sha'layasu, whether the court himself never ate, v'asa and he ate. Harei zechayiv, he has to bring his own karban chatas, his own individual sin offering, mipnei sha'lo tala b'Beis Din, because he knew the court was wrong and he did it anyway, so it comes out, it's his own personal sin. Says the Mishnah Zeaklal, this is the rule of thumb, ha'toyle be'atzmoy, if one hinges their decision on their own understanding, chayiv, they have to bring a karban chatas, even if the court ruled like them. But one who depends his eating of that chelev, of that forbidden fats, solely on the decision of the Beis Din, pater, he doesn't have to bring his own individual karban, and the karban, the sacrifice that's brought by the Beis Din, the par helam dover, that suffices for every individual as well. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.